Okay. We started with Nachman Yitzchak's teretz of how to reconcile the two brises. Now with Beis Hashem today, we're going to focus on the brises themselves. Yesterday we learned the Iyun of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now we're going to learn the Iyun of the brises. The Sanya, the brisa. The Sanya. We learned in a brisa. We learned in a brisa there's a machlokes in regards to the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Ezel Aretz ve Ezel Chutzlaretz. What qualifies the Eretz Yisrael? What qualifies the Chutzlaretz? Choshesh Afeya v'yorei v'turei Avram v'lufnim Eretz Yisrael. So I hope you have one of the maps that we've done in the, we used in the passage. There is one map which is by far the best map, and that is this one, yeah. Although it's not perfect because it doesn't actually have Turei Avram, but it goes further up. But over here in this map, you have the line that's going down to Nachal Mitzrayim. This is Nachal Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim are going to be of the opinion that you draw a line, an imaginary line, up to the hill of Turei Avnon.
Yes. That part of the Gemara, now you're talking about the line to Nachal Mitzrayim, that was just saying going down from the mountain.
Okay. Let's see Nachal Mitzrayim, sure. Koshesh Shafei V'yor Mituri Amnon Ulufnim Eretz Yisrael. Mituri Amnon Ulufnim Chutz Laretz. And if it's outside of that line, then it's considered Chutz Laretz. Hanasin Shaviyon, the islands in the sea. Ronosekil Ulufnim Tuach Alei Mituri Amnon Anachal Mitzrayim. So we view within that line all of the islands up until with the line drawn to Nachal Mitzrayim. So this is the opinion of the Rabbanim. I'm going back in Rashi, even though this Rashi is really in the words of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but we didn't, Rashi as much sheds light in terms of reviewing the Rabbanim in this in his formulation as well. Everybody agrees that the Naharos of Eretz Yisrael are considered, I said Kuli Amalofli, I meant to say Kuli Amalofli. Ki Pligi, that we did last time. Ki Pligi V'yam HaGodol. That's three lines into narrow. Ki Pligi V'yam HaGodol. Shuhu Chatum Ma'arovo Shel Eretz Yisrael. This signs off, closes the western part of Eretz Yisrael, the Mediterranean. Pligi Tanoi, and this is the Machlokes Tanoi. I'm sorry. Sorry, I read the dyslexic. Rashi says Shuhu Tchum, thank you. It's the border. Ma'arovo shel Eretz Yisrael. It's the border of the west of Eretz Yisrael. Upligi Tanoi, and the Tanoim argue about it. Ika lemanda amar Svasayom hu gvul. There's some who say that the Svas Hayam. Someone told me they got stuck. How you translate that? Svas Hayam. I would use the word beach, even the edge of the sea where the sea meets the land. So that's gvul. V'yam gufei, and the sea alone la Eretz Yisrael. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. V'ikal amanda amar yam gufei Eretz Yisrael. There's a manda amar who says that the Yav itself is Eretz Yisrael. Now, in Pshat, one can ask a question which is not a good question, but needs to be asked nevertheless. The answer should be obvious, and that is what, and I'd like to make a big deal of Rashi's formulation. We now read Shitas Chachamim according to, in the Braisa, and we read it according to Rashi. So what did Rashi say in terms of the first man, the Amr, the Chachamim? How did he describe the boundary of Eretz Yisrael? He described it as Svas Hayam. What? What does Rashi mean, Svas Hayam? That's not true. Where the Chachamim say that there's a line from Turei Avnon all the way down to Nachal Mitzrayim. Is that Svas Hayam? No, there's a good, I don't know, 2-3 miles at least, if not more, of water in the Mediterranean that's considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So what in the world does Rashi mean, Svas Hayam? What's Parshat Shach? When you read Rashi, you need to have come up with an explanation. You need to translate Svas Hayam, and you need to put it back into the Braisa. So how did Rashi read the Braisa? Yes, Yosef?
I believe that little strip that you referred to before, the couple miles he goes up, Now, that's not part of Eretz Yisrael, just the islands there are part of Eretz Yisrael. That land map, that mass of area.
So, but how the island's part of Eretz Yisrael? You're saying, good, I did see, I looked for someone to, I was looking for someone to say that shot. I thought I saw someone say what you're saying, but that doesn't, and it's a nice shot, but it doesn't answer my question in shot. Yours is already a svara. I'm just asking, just how do you read the Gemara Rashi Pashup Shad? How does Rashi call Sfasayam? Sfasayam is not the border. By the way, I'll say what Yosef said. Yosef suggested the following idea, that according to Rashi, Rashi's sheet is going to be not that this area of the Mediterranean is considered, not that this area is considered Eretz Yisrael, but rather, it becomes part of the beach area itself. That's what the islands become part of the beach area itself. Now, the islands are connected to the land mass of Eretz Yisrael. Now, if Gemina might be, what about the water? What about the water? So I thought I saw someone being mafalpa with it. Rashi later on is clearly going to say, but that's for Yehuda that the water is included in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that black and white. But within the Chachamim, Vameivin Yamin, you're raising an interesting possibility. And either way, there is a smara to say that the islands are nigrar after the border. That's a nice smara. I'm glad you said it, because I wanted to throw it out to Talmidim, but I didn't have it developed. So I'm glad you were the one who threw it out, because otherwise I don't like saying things that are not developed. But now I'm asking another question, just the question Pashup Shav. And that is, how can Rashi call it Sfasayam if the islands are further past the Sfasayam? How can he characterize the Chachamim in such a way? How are you calling it Sfasayam? Just Pashup Shav. You follow Ari, what's bothering me? Yes, Zach?
Just going for the land mass. It's true that those things are included, but that's not as significant as this is the goal for the land masses. It's what the border is. For the main.
What's this?
Sfasayam. The beach is.
It's fascinating. The islands are not on the beach.
Right. So till the beach is the main border, and then you're right, there are this idea of islands.
So why? I see what Zach is saying. Zach is saying a pshat I don't like. But he's saying a working pshat. Good, good, good. No, that sometimes a pshat I don't like is a madrega. In other words, because it has to be intelligent for me to disagree with it. So it's intelligent. So, Zach wants to say, lav dafka, that the emphasis over here is that we want to contrast the Chachamim is one extreme, and Rabbi Yehuda is the other extreme. So we just want to say the Chachamim are basically the beach, even though it's not so true. Yeah, there are a few islands over here. And that's what Rashi means. But Rashi says, what Rashi means is that compared to Rabbi Yehuda, who's got all of the Atlantic, he's just the edge of Eretz Yisrael. But of course, the reason why I don't like it is because that makes Rashi saying words that are wrong. In other words, if that's correct, then someone will read Rashi, that definition is like Zach, and he'll paskin on the islands that are within the line of Turei Avnon, he'll paskin that you're not chayiv in Trumas and Maestris, etc., etc. That I find biblical. To say Rashi is lav dafka, then I think that's difficult. Now, it's wise and intelligent, because at least he had a working way of reading Rashi. I just don't think it's correct in Rashi. I think it's wrong. But at least intelligent, but lechura, I think, incorrect. Yes, Yitzchak, what would you want to say?
I think it comes from the Braisa itself, that when Rashi is saying Sfasayam, that the Braisa never said, that the tchum was going out to that line. It specifically only asked about the islands. So it had a line going from Turei Avnon to Nachal Mitzrayim only to include the islands, not the water. So what we said before about Kosher Shofar, Yorim, Mitzrayim, Avnon, Lifnim, Eretz Yisrael, that's saying anything that's going from the top of Turei Avnon down is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, which you would think that the western border is going to be the Sfas Hayom. So okay. After that, once
so
we
you're
establish
just hurting
the border,
us.
No, once we Listen. Establish the border as Sfas Hayom, then we ask, well, what about the Nasim? And so we add in this line. It's not saying that the border is extending all the way to the line.
Okay. So Yitzchak is suggesting like this. Yitzchak was bothered, correctly so, when I read the Braisa that I oversimplified the Braisa. Yitzchak pointed out to me that the Braisa, that was like the give and take that Yitzchak and I had as I was reading the Braisa. Yitzchak stopped me and I just pushed him off. But he was correct. Yitzchak pointed out that I oversimplified the Braisa. The Braisa has two parts to it. One is Kol Shishafei V'Yor Miturim of Nimeretz Yisrael Miturim Namur Lutz Lutz Laaretz Hanosim Shebayom Ronosik. Period. That's one line. So Yitzchak points out, how do you read this line? Kol Shishafei V'Yor Miturim Amnam Ulufnim Eretz Yisrael. Let me hear what you have to say. How do you read that line? I just summarized the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Yitzchak points out that there's two parts of within even the Chachamim. There is Kol Sheshofeh V'yor Miturayamna, the slope down from Turayamna, right? And then he speaks about the islands in the Mediterranean. In other words, the Reisha of the Chacham, Yitzchak stops me correctly, is not talking about the water at all. It's not talking about the sea, right? That's what you want to say? Okay? Then, everybody, see how to read the Braisa correctly? From both sides, this is great, but I have to give you a heads up. I'm seeing the way it's going in Shir now, and how much I want to accomplish today. I have nothing really fancy to do, but you know I don't like going slowly. Which means that we are going to have, I've decided right now, a long Shir today. That means that we have two choices. Either is at 1:15 we could go somewhere else, so we don't disturb the mincha, or we could have a mincha and we can be. My niti is to go somewhere else at 1:15. That would be my preference. What? And you'll daven, or we'll daven as a shir. We'll daven as a shir right afterwards. Good to say that because I don't want to. Tomorrow I want to already be doing kibush yafa. You're resounding, yes, Yaakov. Tough. Okay. Beautiful. Because part of me was saying, like, just push off what Yitzchak is saying, we got to finish. But on the other hand, if he's saying silly stuff, so then I should, then, and if not, sure, it's not important. But his point that he's making is important. But at the same time, I want to do all the Rashis, and I want to do the Tesis, and I want to do all of them well. So we're going to have to go longer. The Seder Gemur. So that's how Yitzchak points out is the reish over here, right? Everybody hear that? That's the reish. Zeo eretz vezel chutzarz kosher shofei v'yor miturayam l'fnim eretz Yisrael. That's talking about going down from Turayana. So here I'm a little disappointed with this map. They don't really have Turayana, right? There's another map that has Turayana. So what they're saying is that the top northern western corner is Turayana, and then you run along the beach. And that's all of Eretz Yisrael, Tel Aviv Beach. All of that would also be included part of Eretz Yisrael. One day there'll be Kedusha there, two days or so. So all of that is included in Eretz Yisrael. So far, so good? Beautiful. So Yitzchak wants to save that. And then there's a Seifa of the Chachamim. And that's the line that I described in the Mediterranean. Yitzchak said, stop, Rebbe, you just summarize the Machlokes Chacham Rebbe Yehuda. You didn't even translate for us in the Reisha. Good. So Yitzchak wants to say, based on that, he wants to be mechadish and Rashi like this. Igal amadam or spasayam uvul. Rashi is quoting the shita of the Chachamim, not the Chachamim in the seifa of the Chachamim, but the Reisha. That's how he wants to learn. Then the Reisha we learn, it's the beach. That's all. My kasha, the islands. That's not what Rashi's talking about. That's how Yitzchak wants to read Rashi. But I also am not happy with Yitzchak's chat, even though it also falls into the category of intelligent, and he stops at something I'd oversimplify. At the end of the day, the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is about in the water. Akidekach that I just glossed over the coastline. I wasn't interested in the coastline. And that Yitzchak was right. The Braisa did discuss the coastline. But to say that that's what Rashi is saying, that Rashi spoke on the Svas Hayam, he's focusing only on the coastline, and he's ignoring what it is in the water, that's difficult, because the whole sugya is about the water. We're talking about the Smina in terms of a Fanenechlam, and other halachas, etc., etc. So to give that deference is also, I think, difficult, which is all extending how long Shir is going to be. As many bad shots as you have, Yaakov, you better come up with a good shot, because it's going on and on and on. So as long as we have bad shots, Shir is going to go long and long. No, every both the pshatim were good, intelligent, but I think both are both incorrect. One more try, and then we'll have mercy on us that we'll eat lunch before supper. Yeah. No. It's wrong already. So that's it. Yosef Chaim just wants to just fast. He's a Pirish. He just wants to fast. Not even Rabbi Yol's dying. Just Spanish. Yeah, okay. No. It doesn't mean you don't like what he's saying. The Seder. Say, let's come up with a good shot, not a bad shot. Okay? Let's come up with a good shot. New. One more. You also don't like it. Okay. I agree it does make sense. Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Yisrael. What do you want to say? You like Zach's chat. Yeah, with you want to help him out. Yeah, okay.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the pasuk is extra.
Yes.
Comes to Megalas, the whole pasuk is talking about the Yam.
Okay.
But according to Rabbanan, the real pasuk is really just talking about the Sfas Yam. Just the end of the pasuk comes to also include the islands.
Uh-huh.
And therefore the real machlokes is what the pasuk is talking about.
That's Zach. Well formulated. Okay. So Yisrael wants to say like this. Yisrael wants to say that Rabosai, what at the end of the day, everybody knows Rabbi Yehuda holds that all the Mediterranean is part of Eretz Yisrael. According to, what's about focus? Everybody, someone explain to me, what does the Gemara conclude is the Nekudas HaMachlokis between Chacham Rabbi Yehuda? Sometimes the Nekudas HaMachlokis is Gavron Chafsa, and sometimes the Nekudas HaMachlokis is something else. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokis over here between the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda? You tell me, you did the Gemara. No, what's Nekudas HaMachlokis? It's how you read the Pesukim, right? Right? You know what? Let's continue on. Rabbi Yehuda himself immediately brings up the pasuk, so it's directly germane. We're still going to be analyzing Rashi, Bedas, the Chachamim, but in order to know Shitas Chachamim, to really understand Shitas Chachamim, we got to see the Machlokis through Rabbi Yehuda's quote, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who brings up the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm here. Kol shekineged Eretz Yisrael, great so. Everything that's opposite Eretz Yisrael is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Shemer, Gvul Yoim, V'hoye Lachem Hayam HaGadol. This is the pasuk in Bamidbar, in Maaseh. That's giving us the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, with much excitement, is teaching Klal Yisrael what their Gvulos are going to be. So it repeats Gvul Yav. So Chazal Darshan. Gvul Yav v'hanosim shevet stodim. When it comes to Gvul Yav and nosim shevet stodim. Rowan also kilu chut matuach alemi kapuria vad yamakonis. Kapuria is the same thing as turiyamna. Uminacham itzray vad yamakonis minachut lofim etzom minachut lofut chutzars. So, Rabbi Yehuda makes a big deal about this emphasis of gvul yam. See, he holds that the yam itself is part of Eretz Yisrael. Ugvul ze yelachem. What's gvul ze? That's why I said repeating gvul yam. It's referring back to Gvul Yam. So the Chura, everything, the Yam itself, is part of the Gvul. V'Rabbanon, how do you Gvul Mayav delay? How do the Rabbanon read it? Rabbanon say, no. When it says Gvul, Miboy Leila Nasin. It's Xeris HaKosu to tell you to include the islands. Rabbi Yehuda, Nasin Loi Tzvichi Kra. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the islands don't need a Pasuk. So Yisrael points out, Pasha Pshat, and write this in your notebooks. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? Again, I can't overemphasize that you need to formulate the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Tanoim, Amoroim, Rishonim, Achroinim, everybody. What exactly is the crux of HaMachloikis? So here we have Nekudas HaMachloikis between Tanoim. And the Nekudas HaMachloikis is, how do we read what is the western border of Eretz Yisrael? Does it include the Yam and not, or not? So what's the border of Eretz Yisrael according to the Chachamim? This is almost a trick question. It's a trick question that Yisrael figured out. What is the border of Eretz Yisrael according to the Chachamim? Yitzhak Hashem, when you're Shana Gimel, this is how you read the Gemara. What's the border of Eretz Yisrael according to the Chachamim?
Just to lit the fire on it. Ari's already wants to show me. He's ready to show me.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Ari.
As soon as you reach the Yam, where the coast is, that's
the coast. Exactly. The coast, according to Rambam, the coast is the border of Eretz Yisrael. There's a special. This itself is worth $1 million. It's a Reb Chaim type of smart. It just in terms of reading the Gemara properly. Just you have a Gzeiras Hakosuv that tells us that the Nasin are also Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it is. Eretz Yisrael ends over here, according to the Chachamim, according to the way we're reading the Gemara now. And there's a Xeris HaKosim that says, make believe that this is, the Nasin are in Eretz Yisrael. Make believe that they're in Eretz Yisrael. So says Yisrael, that's what Rashi means. Rashi, I think Yisrael was being very charitable, exactly. But I'm not convinced that's what you were saying. But anyhow, Ikal Eman De'Omar, but it's an old tradition amongst the Gedolei Torah that they used to say when someone would come over to them, they would say something, and you meant to say like this, and then, okay. So Rashi says like this, Ikal Eman De'Omar Svas Hayom, who? There's a man, the Omar, who says that the boundary of Eretz Yisrael is the Svas Hayam. Pshuto kimashmo, it is the Svas Hayam. Wait a second, we're going to say in a moment that the Nos and the islands are part of Eretz. Nay. The border is the coast. However, there's a Xeris HaKosa that says that you include the Nasin. That's a special Xeris HaKosa that tells us that you make the line down. So therefore, and Rashi is formulating it, Yisrael said more. Rashi is emphasizing what the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan is. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan? The Nekudas HaMachlokas is whether the Mediterranean is part of Eretz Yisrael or not. Is that a Mediterranean part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Rav Yehuda says Mediterranean is. The Rabbanan say no. Wait a second. How could you say that? The answer is that there's Xeris HaKosa. I would add a little. I think what Yisrael is saying is better than even what I wanted to say. But I would just add what I wanted to point out is that at the end of the day, it is part of the Sfas Hayam because it goes down from Turei Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. In other words, once you have Yisrael's point that that's the Xeris HaKosu includes the Nasim. What's the pshat that the Xeris HaKosu includes the Nasim? Is the pshat the Xeris HaKosu is, we took some arbitrary Caribbean islands and we put it in Eretz Yisrael? No! That's not what happened. What we did was, is we took the islands that are part of the Svas Hayam. Because I want to add, that's not just Stam Xeris HaKosu. The Xeris HaKosu is not Stam that we took any island from it. The way Yisrael had formulated it, we took it literally, it's not what he meant, I don't think, is that arbitrarily we took islands and we put it part of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, that's not the pshat. The Xeris HaKosu says that you expand the Svas Hayam. It's Svas Hayam. But how do you define the Svas Hayam? You define the Svas Hayam. But the Nekudas HaMachlokes, this is what Yisrael was adding, the Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether the Svas Hayam is what defines Eretz Yisrael or the Yam itself. And that's why Rashi said Svas Hayam. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mamish, great teamwork. So this is the machlokes that we were yotzei and explaining good pshat and Rashi. We were yotzei also what's the nekudas machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan as well. That in itself is just as important in getting right away to what is the nekudas machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Yes, Shmuel.
Rabbi, you explained this is a bad question. Why is it a bad question to ask from Rashi? You started off by saying that was
why was it a bad question? Because it's. The way I started out was that Rashi it's almost as if Rashi was contradicted by the Gemara itself. Svas Hayam means literally the coastline, it's not the coastline. It's obvious that when Rashi is saying coastline, he means somehow to include the Anasim. That's why it's a bad question. The way to formulate the question that's not silly would be, I intentionally formulated in the most extreme way, the most refined way of asking the question would be, how does Svas Hayam include the Anasim? And that's what really we're formulating. How does Svas Hayam include that Nasim? The dramatic way of asking is, Rashi's ridiculous. The Svas Hayam is good. That's not a bad way of asking it, too. That's the most important thing, to ask the question. But obviously, it's obvious if you come through the Sugya that Rashi means somehow to include that Nasim, and the question only becomes how and why did Rashi emphasize the Svas Hayam if that Nasim are included. Yosef Chaim, you want me to repeat something? Is some good? Okay. Let's continue on. In Rashi, we did the Ezer Hashem, the whole Gemara. Ezui Yartz. So the Braisa had told us, what qualifies, according to our common Eretz Yisrael? So it's fun, it's my Ravish Yartz Yisrael. Hara Hor. This is Hara Hor. There must be significance, Alpi Kabbalah, about that this is the place that Aaron HaKoyim is buried, right? It's two Hara Hor.
In the south.
It can't be this, because they're coming up from the Midbar. The question is then, why are they both called Harahar? Okay. Mitzah Tzvah Tzvah Rav Shai Tzvah Harahar. U'bitargim Yerushal mitargim Harahar Tori Amna. U'ksiv Zeh Yilachem Gvul Tzafo Min Ayam HaGadol Tisol Lachem Harahar Shma Minar Harahar Takua B'yam. So, on the one hand, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael is beferish in the Targum Yerushalmi. When we say Harahar, so they're referring to Turi Amnon. Umbitargum Yerushalmi, Targum Harahar, Turi Amnon. Uksiv, and also the pasuk says, "Eilachem gvul tzafam min ayam agadol tisal lachem harahar." And we also know that the gvul comes down from harahar. Shma mina harahar takua biyam. So Rashi's mamish starting just with the psukim, and he says it must be that harahar is takua biyam, because the Torah told us that you're going down from the gvul tzafam along the west of Eretz Yisrael. Ustam Arbishukhaim. Rashi adds that the mountains are sloped. The Yeshishikua Rachov Kimahalak Yom O Yimaim, and there's a slope that takes a day or two to walk on. Vikamar Tanam Echani Yarz Israel, Miregelahar Omirosha. The Tana there discusses whether it's from the top of the mountain, the northern part, or the bottom. It's a big discussion how you draw Harahar. Rashi tells us that we're not going to discuss it all. First houses. If you're going south, all of that's part of Eretz Yisrael. The height of the mountain is the border. Again, why Rashi says Gova Har is a discussion, but it's beyond our topic. So if you go further north, that's going to be Chutz La'aretz. It's interesting, Rashi didn't say northwest. Rashi said specifically north. We're more interested in the west than we are in the north. Ba'anasin Shebiyam, Iyayam Shebimarav, and the islands on the west, Rovinosan, Nachal Mitzrayim, Hutchum Eretz Yisrael, Mitzor Ma'arabas, Rabas, Mechum El Yom HaGadol. Nachal Mitzrayim runs into Yom HaGadol, the Red Sea. V'tziv B'gvul Negev, and also B'gvul Ma'atzman, Nachal Mitzrayim, Lo Yitot Tzasav Hayom. That's south. Nimtzes, now Rashi summarizes what we just did. Eretz Yisrael, Bein Harahar, L'Nachal Mitzrayim. So Eretz Yisrael is between Harahar and Nachal Mitzrayim. Zev Mi'arabas, Rabas, both northwest, the Zemidrum is Ma'arabis as well as southwest. the Hayam the Mara, and the Mediterranean is in the west. V'yesh Magom Shayam Nichnas L'Toch Eretz Yisrael, and there is an area that the sea goes into Eretz Yisrael. Mahalech Yamim Rabim Bein Har Mitzrayim L'Nachal Mitzrayim. The distance it takes to walk a few days, many days, between Ahar and Nachal Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Mahalach Yomim Rabim? I think what Rashi means is that this area is Mahalach Yomim Rabim. To walk it is a few miles. Bein Ahar L'Nachal Mitzrayim, but also Knisa Yesh Nasim. And in that area, there are islands. They mispashed in the Mara of the Sochaya. Chutz mi bein mitzos tumi Eretz Yisrael, shein har har benach Mitzrayim. But there are islands that are also on the outside. So what do? You draw an imaginary line. Hilchach ro'en ki luchut matuach misof har har b'marav ha'anach Mitzrayim. Sherei kom ha'ashe b'sof mitzos l'alehu Eretz Yisraeli. U'min ha'chut l'fnim. So from the chut l'fnim is Eretz Yisrael, and the chut l'chutz is chutz l'aretz. Okay, this is Shitas Chacham. That's all. Be'ezur Hashem Yisbarek, we've concluded Shitas Chacham. We're going to focus the rest of the shiur on Shitas Rav Yehuda. First, what we're going to do is see Rav Yehuda and read Rashi carefully, and then Be'ezur Hashem will do Tosis. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayom Shekineged Avir Shel Eretz Yisrael, the entire sea opposite the airspace of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know why Rashi emphasized Avir Shel Eretz Yisrael. Va'afilu ad Akunius, even up until the Atlantic, Limara, Shubasof Allah. So Rav Yoel got his Google Maps, right? So everybody's looked at the map. Rav Yoel pointed out that sometimes we're not familiar with the world map. So everybody has it in front of them. Everybody's looked at it. You know what? Just for make sure that we know what we're talking about. So over here, it's a small map over here. So here we've got. Oh wow! I didn't realize. Yeah, Yaakov, you did this. So here's Eretz Yisrael. Here's the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean. Now, remember between movies what you saw? So between movies what you saw on the airplane was, you see the Mediterranean over here. The Mediterranean goes all the way up towards Greece. The lower part of the Mediterranean is parallel territory. So the Mediterranean goes up quite high. All the way through here, of course, here eventually hits the Atlantic Ocean. And this is how we fly, right? We fly usually over Europe. And then back down to Eretz Yisrael. Somebody's explained that to me. Why? A lot of extra movie. Okay. By the way, I don't. I say this with a lot of pain. Baruch Hashem, I don't have the Zahara to waste 10 hours on the plane to watch movies. But I say it with a lot of pain because I try learning. Sometimes I can get a lot of good learning on the plane. But it's terrible. The stuff that's on the screens in front of me, especially, you have hundreds of video screens that are in front of you. It's pathetic. Okay, anyhow. So I don't know why we fly that way, but that's a separate story. Rav Yehuda Amar, what I'm bringing out is that we go much further. Once you look at the map, you realize we go much further north than we need to. It probably has to do with all the Arabs and the Africans that want to shoot us down. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayom Shekineged Avir Shel Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Ad Akunius L'Mayriv Shubasof Ha'Olam Hareyu Keretz Yisrael Shenemar Yam Hagadol Ugvul Hay Ugvul Kro Yiseru L'Neymar Da'af Roch HaVayam Biglal Hatchum. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the entire Yam, that's Kineged the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, even Akunus. By the way, there is a mass of land that seems to break between the Mediterranean somewhere. There's an Africa over here, a Morocco. There's a Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, that block in between that and the Atlantic Ocean. But nevertheless, it seems from Rashi it goes all the way to the Atlantic. Now, everybody knows that Tosis asks a very interesting question, and that is, why is it that in France they won't be chayim trumas and maisers according to Reb Yehuda, correct? That's Tosis's kasha. Did Rashi address this question in this Dibra Masa? Can I try to repeat the question? Yes. We had a famous kasha, Rabbeinu Petra and the Rabbeinu Tam, that we're going to see, that he asked, if you keep on going, eventually you're going to hit France. So why are they not, he didn't say France, he says it hits us. So he says if it hits us, by us, so then you're going to be chayim and trumas and maestros. And that's a question Tosis needs to give an answer. According to Rashi, does that question start? According to this Rashi that we just read, does that question start? Yes, Yaakov Tzvi?
Rashi says, Kol Hayam.
Very good. What do you bring out?
It's anything that's Yam and not Let.
Correct. Rashi, for some reason, we know why now, emphasizes Kol Hayam. He emphasizes that this is a halacha in the Yam. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's entire Yam. And that's extremely, extremely important to Das Rashi. So write this down as well. According to Rashi, the whole discussion, Kedarko v'Kodesh, a lot of time Rashi, without even telling us what, in just two words, is circumventing hundreds of pages in the Rishonim by just saying two words. Here Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda's whole halacha is Kol Hayam, is Kol Hayam. Now I want to point out that not only is Rashi beautifully solving Tosis' massive problem, but Rashi's also learning up good pshat. In other words, again, this all started from what Yisrael had said. What was the Gzeres HaKosav? The Gzeres HaKosav is Gvul Yah. The Gvul is the Yah. Rashi's pointing out to us, and again, at each point in Rashi begins to complement each other. In other words, Yisrael could have come to this point, his understanding we mentioned above, when just analyzing what is Gzeres HaKosav according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is Gzeres HaKosav? This is one of those cases like you could just get the art scroll shot, but miss the whole thing. Just what's the words in front of us? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gzeres HaKosav is Gvul Yam. If Gzeres HaKosav is Gvul Yam, so then what does that mean? The boundary is the sea. If the boundary is the sea, so it's only the sea. Yeah, the problem is, and it's not bad. I don't mind that we get all excited about Tosis and Tosis' different svaras and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, if we don't come back and realize that that's what Rashi already took care of it. In two letters, Rashi took care of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Hayam. Why Rashi say Kol Hayam? Because that's in Zeres HaKosav, Gvul Yam, which is what we pointed out. The Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. This is all good pshat. The Lamdus is all good pshat. So there is going to be, now let's say it in the classic Yeshivish way, there is going to be a fundamental Chakira that's going to be a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, and that is, what is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael? Does the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael for some reason circumscribe to the Yam? Or no? The Bali tells us saying it should go on forever according to Rabbi Yehuda. While Rashi says it stops the Yam. Why? Because Rashi is just a careful reading of the Gemara. Rashi is just echoing what the Gemara says when it says Gvul Yam. Ad kedei kach, that we're going to leave off with a Tzarech Iyun, that the Bali tells us are asking a very audacious question. Rashi, if this question had been asked 150 years earlier, Rashi would have probably thrown it out very, very, very simply. Rashi would have said, what are you talking about? It's cool, yeah. It's to do with the yeah. That's what Rashi's saying, call it yeah. Which to the point becomes a question, did Rabbeinu Petter go through this Rashi? Maybe Rabbeinu Petter was learning this, they were doing Trumas and Maisers. Rabbeinu Petter didn't have Kuntres of Rashi in front of him, giving the Afchesam out. How do you know? That doesn't necessarily mean show Rabbeinu Petter or Rabbeinu Tam doesn't necessarily mean that they were up to Gittin Lefches. Could have been any time. I'll give you examples in other places in Shas where it's any time. Anyhow, so this is going to be the Pshat Rashi. Okay, Vanas and Shevet Stug. Rashi continues. Klomer. Of course, that's interesting, right? Everybody knows what Nasim Shevet Sadin are based on what we said before. Nasim Shevet Sadin are the islands. Komar. V'im yesh lanu l'chalik ben Nasim. If we're going to differentiate with the islands, lo l'tzad marav. Like whom? Who differentiated? The Chachamim. If the Rebbe Yehuda is responding directly to the Chachamim, you're making a distinction where the islands are, how close they are to the Sfas Hayam. Lo l'tzad marav yeshchol. There's not going to be any distinction from the western side, because every island all the way to Algeria is going to be included. El etzad safun el etzad zarab, but rather to the north and to the south. Sheish nasan bayam espashin laorech hayam litzfon uladaram achim agin umoshchin chutz mikineged eretz Yisrael. The Talmid already drew it. You have to draw a line from Eretz Yisrael itself. I think someone said, I think I read in a sefer, that it's about 30 degrees from the equator. I don't even know exactly what that means. But so you have a certain degree from the equator. I don't know how they make the calculation of degrees, that's what I meant. That you have this line that's going from the north of Eretz Yisrael, and you have a line that's going from the south. Here you have the degrees over here. That's these lines. And you go forever. And what's the lines that is going to be inside outside Yisrael? That's going to be north and south. South is outside of Eretz Yisrael. Let's see here. Where's Nachum Mitzrayim? It's actually over here. South from here is going to be outside of Eretz Yisrael, and north from here is going to be outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ashi makiyinu moshe chutz mikineger. So v'sham radlam toach ha'put mizrach l'marim v'lahavdil mashi kineger avir Eretz Yisrael mashi kineger avir chutz l'aretz. Again, Rashi is emphasizing the avir for some reason. Why did Rashi say klomar? V'hanasen shebit stodim, the islands on the side. Klomar, as if to say. Why did Rashi say, as if to say? That's what the Brisa itself says. The Hanasin Shevet Stadin Roen Asa Kiluchot Matu Achalei. What's a Klomar in Rashi? Yes, Ari?
The Gemara is not very clear. It could just be then referring to the within the same area, or referring to what we mentioned before. But it just says the islands of the side. Maybe the side of what? The side of the chuk, which we already mentioned. That's right. I want to say, if we're going to be mechalik, then we're not going to be mechalik with like the
but don't we say that beferish? Wrote us a kilo chuk with tuach l'emika pluria v'ad yam akunyos? Why is that not explicit?
The fact that there's a relationship in is more confusing. If you just left it out, that would be clearer. It sounds like that to the side somewhere we already referred to.
The words Hanasim Shevet Stadon are confusing. I agree that Nasim Shevet Stadim is confusing. The reason why Nasim Shevet Stadim is confusing is because upstairs the Gemara used the expression Nasim Shevet Yam. But you meant something else, that Nasim Shevet Stadim is confusing. Why else is Nasim Shevet Stadim confusing?
It would be too much to be about that description, that Shevet Stadim. It sounds like we've already described where some of the besides are. I might refer to what the Klomar were.
And then what's the Klomar saying? And Klomar is explaining, Klomar, but we need to say Anasim Shevet Stadim. How have you answered that?
Klomar is just saying we're not going to be redefining. Well, we're not going off what the Klomar said. We're going to have new definition about the Anasim.
Okay, good. Let's take that as a start. I think we'll build Be'ezer Hashem with that. Yes, Yosef?
I'm going to say that.
And then Eli.
This is actually, to describe Rabbi Yehuda, this is the perfect question because it says it's using plural. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's two lines, opposed to the Chum, where there's one line. We're saying the Nasim that are on the two sides. I think that's the perfect question. I don't think that's confusing at all.
Uh-huh. And therefore, the Klomar means that the Klomar is coming to say that we're making two lines as opposed to one?
No, I'm not sure what the Klomar is saying. I'm just saying...
You're answering the Nasim Shevet Stadim.
I'm saying that I don't know why that would be confusing, according to Ari.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, write this down. Yosef has a nice Ha'ara. Ha-Nasim Shevet Stadim, Yosef wants to learn like this. It has nothing to do with my question of Klomar, necessarily. But Yosef wants to suggest... The Rashi says Shevet Stadim, the reason why I use the plural Stadim is because now you have two sides, the northern side and the southern side, above and below. In contrast to the Chachamim, he wants to say, where there we say Hanasim Shebiyam, because there is only one side, you know, there's one line that's being drawn up, down, north, south. That's what... That's what Yosef wants to say. It doesn't deal with the Klomar. Yes, Eli?
I think that when we think of sides, we usually think of west, east, left, and right.
Okay.
And Rashi's saying in Rav Shita Rabbi Yehuda that can't be because the lines are looked as the side of the lines as north, south. Which is what Rashi says when he says, Mishnah Palik will it's on Maravish, you can look at it's on Safra, it's on Dara.
Yafet. Eli wants to say like this. That the Klomar in Rashi is generally understood to be right to left, east to west, east an east-west line. Here our lines now are north-south.
The lines are east-west.
Lines are, but the boundary is a north-south boundary. And the lines are not going what... up and down. Normally, Stadim is an up and down line. What do we call that in English? A vertical line. And now what we have is horizontal lines. So it reads like this. V'hanasim shevet Stadim, Eli wants to say like this. Klomar, v'im yesh lonu lechalek banasim, if you're going to differentiate banasim, lo litzad marav yeshchi, look, elitzad safon litzad dorom. I like that very much. And we can put it together with Yosef's Ha'ara. Mamish, Yosef's Ha'ara and Eli's Ha'ara work together beautifully. The height of we were medayik, this is Gishmak. This is a Gishmak textual point. That the Chachamim say, Hanasin Shebayam, the islands in the Yam. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Hanasin Shebistadim. So why? The answer is, Yosef says, Shebistadim is because there are two sides over here. There's, in other words, you need to reckon with the northern border of the Mediterranean that has a Din Eretz Yisrael and the southern border, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's batstadim, plural. Adds Eli like this. See, Yisrael left for 2 minutes and we survived. That's weird. This is like... It had to be that after Shane was coming, Yisrael needed to be able to develop something about Yisrael being here. Be'ezer Hashem. Hopefully he'll come back and still help us. Be'ezer Hashem. So Eli saying beautifully. So that's the pshat over here. It says Shebat Stadim and Bayam that Rashi is saying Klomar, taking Yosef's idea. Shebat Stadim means these two different lines. These two lines So now Rashi says, Klomar, don't make the mistake that's normally the way we use the word sad. Because the way we normally use the word sad is a vertical line. And over here, the lines are horizontal lines. Kafta Refera. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's really beautiful. Vahanas, and now let's read Rashi again. Vahanas and Shevetzal and Klomar. As if to say, if you're going to differentiate in the islands like you, the Chacham, want to do, lo litzad ma'arav yeshchal. It's not on the western side. Elo litzad sav litzad darom. And why did Rashi say klomar? Because we're drawing the line from east to west, we're making our horizontal line. And normally, but studin means side. Why did the Gemara use the word studin? Because the Gemara wanted to emphasize that there are two lines over here. And that's why the Lushan changed from Bayam. What great teamwork, Yosef and Eli. Beautiful. 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 And can anybody tell me why Rashi, why the Gemara, why the Braitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, delineates Har HaHar in terms of Kapluria, while the Chachamim did not? Why does Rabbi Yehuda emphasize Ir HaYosheves B'chudo Shel Har HaHar? I would imagine has to do with the issue Rashi Tosis that we had before. Tosis already asks that question. Yeah, Tosis essentially... Tosis used that as a question on Rashi in the previous Tosis that we're not discussing. But at the end of the day, what working shot, leaving aside whether Rashi, Tosis, just a working shot, why did Rabbi Yehuda, forget about Tosis, just Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, why according to Rabbi Yehuda do we emphasize Kapluria? What, even though essentially Kapluria is Har HaHar, what's the answer, Yes Yitzchak?
Well, if we say it's Tokeh V'yam, which Tokeh V'yam, which we would say is where we would draw the line from the place where it's Takua Bayam to Nachal Mitzrayim, that would be the line of where you would include the islands. But to have a line going from Turayam, when you would want it, we already established that the top of the mountain is what's the Gvul.
Right.
So you'd want to make it from the point of where the northernmost point
that's
is
the Chachamim,
going
right?
to Atlantic.
That's the Chachamim. You're explaining that
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that the Gova Har is the border?
I'm asking you. No, it says Barosh Govo.
I'm saying I think that the Kapluria is the border. That's the northernmost
point.
So you want to add in as much of Eretz Yisrael as you can. If you say that it's the bottom of the Har, or if you say it's Turi Amnon in general, you might think that it's the bottom of the Har, and you're missing out on that point from the bottom of the Har to the top of the Har. But that's still part of Eretz Yisrael. So you want to extend the line from the northernmost point to the Atlantic.
Am I understanding what you're saying? You're saying that according to the Chachamim, you're using the bottom of the mountain, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, using the top of the mountain? Is that what you're saying?
It seems like the line that's going from Turei Anum to Nachal Mitzrayim would have to be going from the point of where it's Takua Dayan. Because that's in
translate
water.
I'm sorry. What's the
Kuah Bayam? According to the Chachamim, there's a point where the mountain goes into the water. And we want to draw a line from one part of the Sfas Hayam to another part of the Sfas Hayam. Which we're going to the point of the bottom of the heart to Nachal Mitzrayim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who it doesn't matter about the Sfas Hayam, you want to go from the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael.
So you want to say like this, that the end of Rashi, let's try to read what you're saying in the end of Rashi, keep leaving Yama Gadol. You want to say, V'stam Arim Harim Mushupoim Heim, V'yesha Shikua Rachav Kimhalach Yom O'imayim V'kamertana. Rashi never spelled V'kamertana Meheichan. The next part. V'kamertana Meheichan Yaretz Miregel Arim Mirosho. Yeah, but so it sounds like you're learning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's on top of the mountain, and for the Chacham is towards the bottom of the mountain. And that would fit. Now, wait just a second. That would fit nicely. The Kamar Tan Meichani Aretz Miregel Aharo Mirosho. And then, but the next Rashi says the Gova or the Yagul.
That's not talking the Das Chachamim going from the line in the water. That's only talking about Kosher Shofar Yor Mitzrayana. They're just in that part in the ratio we were saying before. They're just trying to establish the northernmost point.
Okay, let me say tell everybody what I think Yitzchak is saying, which I don't know this well enough to be able to know whether it's right or wrong. You tell me if I'm characterizing what you're saying correctly. Yitzchak is adding that there is another machlokas that we didn't touch on between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and that is where do we measure the border of Har HaHar? Do we mention the border of Har HaHar when it comes to calculating the Mediterranean from the foot of the mountain, or do we mention from the top, measure it from the top of the mountain? According to this, then a line I glossed over in Rashi, where Rashi says with Ka'amar Tana Mehechan Hi Haaretz and the regular Har Mirosho, that the Chachamim are measuring from the bottom of the mountain, while the Rabbi Yehuda is measuring from the top of the mountain, as Rashi says, and the Rashi that we just did according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a line that I just didn't address. It. I just didn't explain. I didn't have an Avana in what Rashi was saying over there. So Yitzchak is teaching me this part of what Rashi's saying. So the next thing is that I asked him, but okay, so that's what's going on over here. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, we emphasize Kapluria because Kapluria was on the top of the mountain. That's why Rabbi Yehuda emphasized Kapluria, while the Chachamim, they just speak about the mountain itself because it's the foot of the mountain which is going into the water. And then Yitzchak is masked beautifully. Beautiful. And then I asked Yitzchak, but wait a second, a line later in Rashi he says, go Bahar. So I just assumed even according to Chachamim was the top of the mountain. So Yitzchak explained to me that go Bahar over here, in there in Rashi, is talking about the rate, what we spoke about, the ratio of Rashi. And the ratio of Rashi was talking, the ratio of the Chacham was talking about drawing from Turei Amnon along the coast. The next part, the Seif of the Chacham, was talking about the foot of the mountain. Hayotze midvareinu. If everything Yitzchak says is correct, which all of it sounds good, but it wasn't Amel in this. If everything that Yitzchak says is correct, what emerges is we now understand why we say Kapluria. Rashi explains that Kapluria, again, let's look back in Rashi. So we pull everything together in the words. It's a city that sits on the top of Har HaHar. And that is the northernmost border. So I asked, this is what started the Yitzchak off. I asked at the end of the day, why does Rabbi Yehuda call it Kapluria and Rashi and the Chacham call it Har HaHar? So Yitzchak answers, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're measuring from the top of the mountain, which Kapluria is. According to Chacham, we're not measuring from the top of the mountain, we're measuring where it hits the water, where that mountain hits the water of the Mediterranean. So that's going to be the bottom. The only kasha I have left, Yitzchak, that needs a little bit of explanation, is then in the Seifa, which is measuring from the top of the mountain, then you would have liked that
what
there...
What Seifa is measuring?
According to Chachamim. According to the Chachamim... I'm sorry, the Reisha. The Reisha of the Chachamim is... The Reisha is mentioning from the top of the... is going from the top of the mountain. So why over there don't we call it Kapluria?
I think the Reisha is dealing with the northern border, and the Seifa is dealing with the western border. So it's really just a discussion of where you're drawing your
Reisha
line.
Reisha is the northern border.
That's
and
trying
the
to say.
Seifa is the western border. The Reisha is the northern border. I lost you. You know what? Let's leave it. You'll teach me afterwards. You're stuck with something?
I'm also saying that the world's on top of the mountain.
Right, that's why I'm asking. So why is Kapluria not mentioned there on the top? He's got a clarity. Yitzchak sounds like he knows just too much for us right now. Okay, but at least we have a working chat. At least we have working shot. Kapluria, we have working shot in terms of Kapluria. Why we mention Kapluria there? Let's keep on moving. Vahad Yama Kunus. Shuhu b'soif ha'olam l'marav. So to the west. U'mnachum Mitzrayim ad Yama Kunus. Minachut ha'lufnim. L'tzad chavero. Da'ainu l'fnim. In other words, Rashi just spelling out, what does l'fnim mean? L'fnim means between these two lines. Anything that's between these two lines is all going to be chayiv. Klomar. Now Rashi again adds a klomar. Klomar. Bein shnei achutin avin nasan eretz Yisrael. As if to say, between these chutim, the nasin are eretz Yisrael. So why does Rashi have this klomar? So according to the way Eli and Yosef were masbir, maybe just to continue the same thing theme, Yisrael and I learned differently this morning. But maybe according to the way Eli and Yosef are learning, klomar ben shnei achutim aven nas hanas eretz Yisrael. What does it mean min achut ulufnim? What does it mean on the from the chut and on the inside? So again, Rashi says klomar, as if to say, it doesn't mean literally the inside of the string. What does it mean? Klomar bein shnei achutim havei hanas in eretz Yisrael. And again, emphasizing the plural point that Yosef had pointed out, the tzadin idea that there's two chutim over here. Min achut ulufnim doesn't. Min achut ulufnim is not one chut. Ah, this is how we learn Yisrael. This is how Rabbi Yosef said it, right? That min achut ulufnim that literally means one chut, one string. What are we teaching over here? We're teaching that there are two strings. And that's why Rashi says, Klomar bein ha-shnei ha-chutim ha-va-nas in Eretz Yisrael. Between these chutim, these islands, are Eretz Yisrael. Good? So far so good? Every sugi has its own dynamic, but this is the way to do Rashi's, that get stuck and work together, v'chulei v'chulei. Every... Okay. V'hu adin, continues Rashi, V'hu adin l'mayim v'nosin. V'hu adin l'mayim. So what's Rashi doing over here? Rashi says the same applies to water. V'hu adin l'mayim. The same applies to water. What? What's Rashi doing over here? All right. We're going to break for 5 minutes. We'll break for 5 minutes. Where would be the best place for us to continue learning? I would imagine the blue room should be fine, right?
The library.
Yeah, the library. Yeah. The Hebrew library.
The beach is
usually there, but
no, but there are people who are going to be learning there. So let's go, Bezer Hashem, to the... Let's go to the blue room. I think that makes a lot of sense. Rav Rosenblatt starts at what time? What time does Rav Rosenblatt start? Oh, unless Rabina wants a minyan now, we could dive in bar. I think Rabina's right there. Unless he want, there was. I think he was calling in people for a minyan. So we're within Shitas Yehuda, and we'll just describe the Shnei Chutim. And Rashi says, "Uhu adin l'mayim." I think my Gemara is a mistake. My Gemara, they have a period after Havanas Eretz Yisrael. I don't think that it's a good place to put a period after Havanas Eretz Yisrael. "Uhu adin l'mayim," and the same halacha is going to apply to water. So, what does Rashi mean by that? "Uhu adin l'mayim." The same halacha applies to water. We need to explain what's Rashi coming to say. V'hu adin l'mayim, the same halacha would apply to the water. V'nasin d'nakat, and this that it emphasized nasin mishum d'charshin v'zarin b'en v'chayom v'maisa v'shvias, and the fact that the mice, the brisa, emphasizes specifically nasin is to tell us. So how do we read Pashat Shat V'hu Adin L'mayim? It's really awful. Do you have a period also in your Rashi?
No, after Shvius.
After Shvius is okay. I Mamish don't like this. Cross it out. You know, they say that there was once a Rebbe who was giving shir, and he didn't like the Tosis, and he ripped out the Tosis. The Talmidim asked him, what about the Tosis on the other side of the page? He said, Ola Rosh Ola Shechina. I'm ripping out this period. So, Klomer Bein Shnei Achutim Havei Nasan Eretz Yisrael V'hu Adin L'mayim. So, what's Rashi doing when he says V'hu Adin L'mayim? So Rashi is saying like this, not only does it apply to the islands, it also applies to the water. Why does Rashi need to emphasize that the same halacha applies to the water? Well, I would have... Why does Rashi say, V'hu adin l'manim? What's Rashi emphasizing? V'hu adin l'manim, the same halacha applies to the water. Yes, Yosef?
That's going to apply for the boat.
Yeah.
It's going to apply for the boats also, which is what we're going to...
Exactly. In other words, at the end of the day, the crux of the issue in our sugya were the boats in terms of Ilchas Gittin. So Rashi says, V'hu adin l'manim, the same halacha that we've been discussing, that the Chachamim discuss in terms of the Nasin, applies to the water. Beautiful. That makes sense, right? Because the waters are within the boundaries. Raviola, as I was walking into Shir, added that most halachas of Trumas and Maestras are dependent on ground, right? But, he said, the shayla would be, let's say, if you're making challah in a boat, in that... So then, Chala in Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa. In Chutz La'aretz, it's only Midrabanan. So this has a din of Eretz Yisrael. V'hu adin l'mayim, all the same halacha will apply to mayim. Now, at first glance, I would have expected Rashi to stop right here. He's taking care of everything. He's setting himself up for the machlokas for Gittin. In other words, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is going to be a similar machlokas in Gittin. Now we've reconciled the original stira. Whether if you bring a get besvina in the Mediterranean, whether you have to say v'fan nechtam, v'fan nechtam. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't. According to Chachamim, you will. But Rashi goes on. Then Rashi says, v'nasin denakat mishum decharsh v'zar ben v'chayav v'maaser v'shviyas. What I want to tell you, I worked out with Rav Yoel and Yisrael, I think this is worth $1 million. Again, it's not a fancy shtickle Torah, but to read every... This has been amazing. What we've been doing together here in Rashi's is just... As a team, we've been figuring out so many things in Rashi that we didn't notice the first time. I'm bothered. Why did Rashi add a sentence? Rashi took care of everything. Rashi took care of Nasin. He explained that there's Shnei Chutin, the Nasin are Eretz Yisrael. V'adin mayim, and the same halacha applies to mayim. Why do you do that? As Yosef said, well, in order to take care of Gittin. So close the Rashi. Everybody knows we're talking about Trumas and Maestras. How do we know that we're talking about Trumas and Maestras? That's the whole discussion over here, the nasin that are chayim in Trumas and Maestras. So why does Rashi say, v'nasin denakat mishum dechar mizar men chayim maestras v'shviyas? I want to emphasize that this falls on the heels of Eli's diuk in Rashi, of Anasim Shebet Stadim. We had to also go out of our way to explain then what is Nasim Shebet Stadim, what's the Stadim, v'chule v'chule. So Rashi is somehow bothered, I'm giving you a half of the answer, or a third of the answer, Rashi is somehow bothered why we even spoke about the Nasim. And when we started talking about the Nasim, we needed to do a bunch of klomars. We had to explain, it's Stadim and this, etc., etc. Rashi is bothered, clearly, why does it say v'nasin? Why is Rashi bothered? Isn't that our discussion? So I think one could suggest, maybe, that Rashi is saying over here v'nasin specifically, because what did we explain was the shita's HaRabbi Yehuda? What's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the border of Eretz Yisrael is what? Is the Mediterranean, is the Yam. So really, once I speak about the Yam, I've taken care of everything. According to the Chachamim, that the border is really the Sfas HaYam, and you have the Gzeiros HaKosov that comes to tell you that the Anasim are considered part of the coastline. So then I understand why I talk about Anasim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the whole Mediterranean is the Gvul Yam, so then the issue is the Yam. So then why do within Rabbi Yehuda do we say V'hanasim Shebet Stadim? Says Rashi, V'nasim Denakat, according to Rabbi Yehuda we emphasize that, because there's another chiddush over here. Mishum decharshin nizarim bayem, because that's where you plant v'chayav v'maiser v'shviz. But really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the issue is not the nasin. The nasin come along with the yam. So if that's what Rabbi Yehuda should just formulate, I hold the whole Yam HaGadol as Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's Xeris HaKosov of Gvul Yam. So says Rashi, even Rabbi Yehuda wants to emphasize because there's another halacha of Nasin that doesn't apply to Yam. In the Yam, you don't plant. So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda wants to emphasize, don't think that the halacha of Zarin V'Charshim and Shvius is going to be different. It's going to have the same halacha as well for Shvius, even though the Gvul is the Yam. Even though the Gvul is the Yam. V'anif karti masnaisi delil pligi. And now Rashi wraps up the teretz of the Gemara. Shenichtav haget b'yam ha'godol la'alom michut ha'metuach mitura amno na'amach v'tzrayim. We have this line that's drawn down. Mad da'amer kamei butz Yisrael Rabbi Yehudi. Da'amer koshik neged Eretzol reik Eretzol v'idol kirabonon. The Gemara says that according to Chachamim, I need the Xeris HaKosov of Gvul Yam mi'boi l'hul anasin. The minachut l'ufnim l'tzad mizrafi. That all the islands are in between. De lo teme svas hayam hu ha'gvul. That you shouldn't say the svas hayam is the Gvul. Now also we can answer how in the world could Rashi say that the Sfas HaYam is not the Gvul according to the Chachamim? Didn't we just say according to the Chachamim the Sfas HaYam is the Gvul? The first Rashi and last Rashi seem to contradict each other. The first Rashi says that the Sfas HaYam is the Gvul according to the Chachamim. And now we're saying according to the Chachamim it's not the Gvul. So what's the answer? I expect more of the Talmidim to be able to answer that question. I didn't give you time to do Chazar and everything that we've been doing. But Zach, go ahead.
I think they were saying that originally we thought that the Svasayam was the goal. But then, once we had the Zeret Shikasu, then it teaches us that it's not the Svasayam.
But at the end of the day, Rashi's contradicting himself. Rashi says above that according to Chacham, the Gvul is the Svas Hayam. And Rashi later on says that it's not. It's not that we changed our mind, because there Rashi was explaining the Shitas Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda in a broad way, even in the Maskana. Even in the Maskana. Maybe I'm, chinuch-wise, I'm not doing the right thing to try to push ahead to Tosas. Maybe I should give the Talmidim really time to work through all the Rashis and then do the Tosas tomorrow. How many Talmidim think that's the best thing for them? To work through all the Rashis well. Not because you want a break. I'm assuming I'm taking your vote because you really want for your learning. How many Talmidim want to push on in the Tosas? That's what we're going to do then. Okay, so let's push on. The answer, you know why I stopped and I asked? Because I expected, based on everything I had said in Rashi, more Talmidim will be able to answer the question that I'm asking at the Purim Sefer in Rashi. Go ahead, Shmuel, what do you think?
Rashi says later on, is included within the definition of Svas HaYam.
But there's a Stira. Up above he said Svas HaYam is the border, and here he says Svas HaYam is not the border. It's Mamish Stira.
He's saying according to Rabbanan that the gevul, that when part of the yam, which he says comes in the definition of the Rabbanan, is okay. He's including the definition of Baal as Svas HaYam. I think he's changing the definition of Svas HaYam.
Very good. Okay, explain. That's correct. You must say that Svas HaYam, Rashi's using one way over here, and Rashi upstairs is using it in a different way, because it's a bond stereo. So what's the answer?
So above he's supposed to include that bit of the yam, which it goes in the line in the foot, and here he's saying it's not Svas HaYam literally, meaning it's not the beach. It goes a bit further than that.
So here Svas HaYam means
it's not the beach. It goes a bit
here further. The word Svas HaYam, not the low. Just what does the word Svas HaYam mean? Here the word Svas HaYam means
the beach,
the coastline. The physical coastline.
Okay.
Here, Rashi's talking about the physical coastline. As we explained atop, when Rashi said Svas HaYam, he did not mean the physical coastline. What Rashi meant was that the Svas HaYam of the Chachamim is being contrasted to the Mediterranean, which is the Gvul Yam. We asked above, that the Chachamim themselves say that not only is the Svas HaYam in Eretz Yisrael, but the islands within the line are also part of Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, we said that the Gzeres HaKasuv tells us that these islands are part of the Svas Hayam. They're part of Eretz Yisrael. In contrast, the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda says the Gvul is the Yam. So over there, Rashi is comparing the Gvul Yam of Rabbi Yehuda, which includes the entire Mediterranean, versus the Svas Hayam, that really the border of Eretz Yisrael ends at the coast, but there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that tells us there that Nasim are included, as we saw from the end of the Gemara. In contrast to here Rashi, when he says Svas Hayam, means the physical coastline. Not the Nekudas HaMachlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Upstairs, Rashi was explaining the Nekudas HaMachlokis Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Yisrael wants to learn. I think it's a nice shot. And over here, this Yisrael doesn't take responsibility for it if it's wrong. Over here, Rashi is talking about the physical coastline. So let's read again Rashi. Mibalu l'nasim d'bin ha'kut l'ufnim l'tzah mizrachi d'lotem esvas hayam hu ha'gvul, that we shouldn't say that the physical coastline is the gvul, v'afil makum shum espashe v'nichas atol pein shem mitzos ha'tchumim, that we shouldn't say the physical coastline, but rather it's that the Gzeres HaKasuv tells us that the islands are included. And Rabbi Yehuda lo tzrichi kra kim shebesel ha'tchuminen, you don't even need a pasuk because it's considered within the tchum. In other words, it's considered in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, because the Mediterranean is mamish in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't need a pasuk. But according to Rabbanim that say that the Svas Hayam is really the border, we need an extra Gzeres HaKasuv to tell us that you don't follow the physical border, even though the Svas Hayam is the border. What does that mean? What that means is that technically the Svas Hayam ends Eretz Yisrael, but there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that when it comes to the Anasim, you don't follow the coastline. Why don't you follow the coastline? Because we have a line from Turei Amnon. Because that itself could also be included in the Gzeres HaKasuv, tells us that you could include from Turei Amnon all the way down, because at the end of the day, that is part of the coast. It's just the Gzeres HaKasuv that says you draw the line not along the beach, but you're going to draw the line along the line from Turei Amnon to Nachum Mitzrayim, including the Anasim. Beautiful. This was it was a lot of sweat, and we got stuck. And still there are things that we didn't entirely address, but I think we did amazing work with Rashi. In terms of content, we've already had more than one shiur in terms of content of all the way of what we've done in Rashi. There's a lot of beautiful things that we did in Rashi, but at the same time, it's the end of the Zman, we got to keep on moving. Says Taisus, Rabbi Yehuda in Rekoshe Kenegdo Eretz Yisrael. Shol Rabbeinu Peter l'Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Peter again bedas Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbeinu Tam to the zman azeh hoyil ischayil Rabbi Yehuda b'maisa sha'anu b'ma'arava shel Eretz Yisrael. We are on the west of Eretz Yisrael, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you draw a line. So Tosfos assumes you draw a line the whole way. Of course, we want to emphasize that Rashi is not bothered by that question, because Rashi says you draw the line of the Yam. Again, I want to emphasize it all starts with the lamdus of what Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim b'chalekah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the lamdus is that the gvul of Eretz Yisrael is the Yam. So according to Rashi, it's the Yam. It's only going to be the Yam. It's not going to be nothing more. V'heishiv d'lo kamlo Rabbi Yehuda. So the question was that we should be chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So first of all, I want to point out to you, just in words and pshat and tosis, the Rashash. You tell me what the Rashash means. Everybody turns to the back. The Rashash, in your edition, is mostly in the Yaakov Mefarshin. In some editions, the Rashash was a separate commentary in the older editions. In Tosas Divrei HaMaskil, it's a mamish of one line. Wait a second, this is different than mine. Yeah, in the Rashash, it's a one liner. It's Be'emtza Dvarav in the Yalkut Mefarshim. Hayulanu leHischayev. Everybody have? Oh, you have a separate Rashash. Oh, very nice. Mine is not. Dibizman is Hayulanu leHischayev. Everybody have that?
What the
page? Zion.
Zion.
Zion. Zion. The Rashash on the bottom. Yeah. All the Rashash adds is three letters. Kach, Tsarech, Loma.
What did Rashash do?
Tivizman
Azeh Hayu Lanu Lishaye Vichule. What does he change the Girsa?
Lanu.
What's that?
Yeah, we have it as
Ghost Sonos says Lanu. Yeah. He brings in the word Lanu.
Tivizman Azeh Hayu Lanu Lishaye. What else do they add? Anything more?
No. No. Hayu Lanu Lishaye. Lanu.
Maybe there's another Rashash that spells it out more clearly.
Then we had it really. Good. How goes? See you.
I think what the Rashash is doing, and if I'm not mistaken, I saw that the Nachlas Moshe learns this in the Rashash. That the Rashash, it's not explicit in our Rashash, but I think that it's this Rashash. That the Rashash says, the Bizman Azel Hayu Lishaev Bimaiser. You guys stop with Lishaev, it doesn't tell you Bimaiser?
It tells you
Bechule. Okay, like mine.
Lishaev Bechule.
Yeah. So I think what the Rashash is doing, this is how Nachas Moshe understands the Rashash. The Rashash was taking out the words L'Reb Yehuda. In other words, Shaul Rabbeinu Petel Rabbeinu Tam, the Bizman Azeh Hayu Lishaev B'Maiser. Who could tell me what Tosis is doing over here? What the Rashash is doing? Why did he take out Rabbi Yehuda? Can anybody figure out why he took out Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, Yaakov Tzvi?
The answer is, that's Rabbi Yehuda.
Very good. It's really strange. Look at the Tosis again, Rabbi Yehuda. You should have been bothered by this. Asks Rabbeinu Petter to Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Azeh, we should be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. To which he says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That wasn't his question. His question was, if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you should be chayiv. So what happens? So Rashash takes out these words. Says, the Bizman Azeh Ayil is chayiv, Bizman Azeh, you should be chayiv. And the answer is, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Shoot. So we're not passing on Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're fine. But if you had the girsa, Hayu Lishaev Rabbi Yehuda, it's a very, very strange answer, where he says, we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be chayv. So his answer should be, yes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'd be chayv, but we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. But to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be chayv, and the answer is, you didn't respond to my question. Any of the Chavrus ever did that to you? You ask him a question, he doesn't respond to the question. So that's what the Rashash, that's what Rashash's argument. The Rashash's argument is.
He's trying not to discuss it because we don't pass him like
that. Oh, that we shouldn't have spittle time. Ashid lo kan lo ker Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't pass him Rabbi Yehuda. So there's another important Torah over here. Oh, first of all, just a little bit of history. I want to share with you something exciting. There is a very famous give and take between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Petter, and that is a very interesting shaila, and that is, Adiv Ephraim is the only coming this year. So that is, how could it possibly be that Adiv Ephraim could do something for us? At the end of the day, are we being violation Vikidashto? The Vikidashto is that we're supposed to serve him. He's supposed to come first, we're supposed to serve him. This question was asked by a chutzpah de Talmud. If I'm not mistaken, is it possible in Hezekiah? Rabbeinu Tam was a Kohen? There was a Talmud who was serving Rabbeinu Tam who was a Kohen. And he asked Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi, I want to ask you a candid question. And that is, I'm a Kohen, and you're not. So how is it that you let me serve you at the end of the day? You should have a mitzvah. And there it says, Vahesh, this appears in Gittin. I'll just give you a bar makom. This is a famous give and take. It's Agos Mordechi in Gittin, Tav Samach Aleph. Anyhow, so there it says that Rabbeinu Petter gave a very important answer to that question. Where Rabbeinu Petter speaks about the difference in the halacha between when you have to be mechabed a kohen and when you don't have to be a Chavik Ban. I would be very interested. I would want to look this up. Tav Samach Aleph in Ados Market. So I just want to point out something interesting over here. It would seem that who is the Talmud over here? Rabbeinu Peter in our Tosis. Who's the Talmud? Rabbeinu Peter or Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Peter is the Talmud. Rabbeinu Tam is answer. To which I have a little bit of a tzarif to you. How could Rabbeinu Peter answer the question that was asked by the Talmud in front of Rabbeinu Tam? It's a famous answer Rabbeinu Peter gives. If he's the Talmud, is that a problem of being Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi? Okay. But either way, clearly Rabbeinu Peter is the Talmud, and Rabbeinu Tam gives the Teretz, Ve'eshiv Lo Kan Lan Kerev Yehuda. That was the Teretz that he gave. Continues Tosis. Abel Kosher! V'chi Rav Yehuda yemakir v'chol Eretz Yisrael sh'adu kunir sh'kum ha'yu b'kin l'shma o sh'adai mitzvim l'kayim ha'shein tzarek lomar b'fanei nefta. But that's difficult. Did Rav Yehuda know all up through the kinus that everybody was baki l'shma? So what's Tosis now asking? Avol Kasha, you put a big period over here. And does ask a new question. Avol Kasha, what's the new Tasha? Yes, Zach?
Why wouldn't they need to say this? How would you know that they're a kid? How would you know they found that they should have to say it? Why do you say they don't have to say
it? So what's that Kasha, huh? Okay, so you do... Except... You didn't teach me a Kasha. While you're pondering this question... You didn't teach me the Kasha yet. I must mention to you something else. Premise of Rabbeinu Peter's question to Rabbeinu Tam is the following assumption. That if you drew a line from these two lines straight, then you would get to France. So the Yad David asks a bomb Kasha. I have the Sefer Yad David over here. And he asks that at the end of the day, if you draw the lines, like I saw the Talmud did on Yaakov's map, so you don't reach France. Where do you reach? You reach Algeria, Tunisia. And he asks, Anu, us! This is a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. You could say that in those days they didn't have precise maps. You could say that in those days there wasn't a precise map as there is today. I don't think there's anything wrong. There's anything wrong with suggesting such a thing, that the maps in those days weren't as precise as today, and therefore then the kasha would not be a halacha or maaseh question today in France. Okay, but now Zach, I'll explain to you what I'm bothered by. Tosis asks, Avol Kasha, I have a question. A question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Why is that a Kasha? Yes, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. In Mediterranean. Why is it a Kasha?
It doesn't have to say.
Where do you see you don't have to say?
No, I think I understood just he's asking within the Svar of Yehuda, it doesn't make sense that he would say you don't have to say it.
You're right. And so what's the kasha?
I thought that was the kasha.
But that's not a kasha. I explained to you why it's not a kasha. You're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to say it. Very good. Is there supposed to be a shear in here?
No, that was a clean area.
So what's the kasha? Avol kasha, but shver. So, yes. Who says Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't? V'chi Rabbi Yehuda yemakir b'chol Eretz Yisrael that you don't have to say? Shein tzarek lomar. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda. Who says Rabbi Yehuda would say that you have to? The answer is that the question is what?
Like, what's the svara?
No. The question is like this. According to the Maskonas HaGemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said that you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam throughout the Mediterranean. And according to the Rabbanan, you do. That's the whole teretz of the Gemara. That's what Rashi explained. That's Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi said that towards the bottom. Bahan parta masniyasa. Two lines before the Y. To the ill, plead. Reb Yehud, skipping down to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Yidomar Kol Shein Yitzal Reb Eretz Yisrael. And what does that mean? It's considered Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say B'fai Nechta B'fai Nechtam. You don't have to say B'fai Nechta B'fai Nechtam. But according to Rabbanu, you do. That's how we reconcile the Stira and the two Brises. That's how we reconcile the Stira and the two Brises. So it's there. Says Tosos, Abul Kasha. Are you going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he knows that all the way in the Mediterranean, there is nobody that's going to say B'fai Nechtam based on the above? Just because Rabbi Yehuda says as a din of Eretz Yisrael throughout the Mediterranean for Trumas and Maestras, that doesn't mean that in terms of B'fai Nechtam, you're not going to say B'fai Nechtam. Because, how do you know that they're balking and that there's a mitzvah in the kaimo? If that's so, then we didn't answer the stira. So what's going on? A chesem and aleph. It doesn't make any sense. Avol kasha. That's the kasha. That's Tosfos' kasha. Avol kasha. V'chi Rav Yehuda yimaki b'chol yitzor sh'ad yikin sh'kul ma yikin sh'ol yimshu mitzvah shein tzor lom fanechlam. And if you're going to say that they're not, and you do have to say fanechlam, so how have we answered the stira in the first place? That's Tosfos' kasha. Therefore, Tosfos answers, "Do lo kavshu hakol ole badal." Tosfos says that you must say that the ole badal didn't conquer everything. The ole badal didn't conquer everything. Says Tosfos, the ole badal didn't conquer everything, and since the ole badal didn't conquer everything, so then as it doesn't have a din Eretz Yisrael, and if it doesn't have a din Eretz Yisrael, those are the areas that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that you have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav. This is very subtle over here. First of all, how we answer the question.
Can we repeat the question?
Yes. The kasha is like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mediterranean has a din of Eretz Yisrael, so we're saying then you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam in the Mediterranean, and that's the case of the Brisa that says that maybe get the Svina doesn't need to say b'fanei nechtam because it's in the Mediterranean. Asks Tosos, even if it's going to be in the Mediterranean and all the Mediterranean has a din of Eretz Yisrael, but how do you know that's Edom and Tzli and the Kamar and the Baki Lishma? When did we say that the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, we say that you're Patur from saying Fanechta, Fanechta? That's two possibilities of what's unique about Eretz Yisrael. Either the Baki Lishma or the Edom and Tzli and the Kamar. Over here, we don't know that they're Baki Lishma and Edom Mitzvah in the Kaimah. If that's so, then we haven't reconciled the Brisa at all. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have to say. L'kach yesh lomar. So therefore, Tosa says, we have to say, D'lo kofshu hakol ole bavel. That the ole bavel didn't conquer these areas in the Mediterranean. So what's else? This is Teretz to the kasha. How do we answer the question? Yeah, Yaakov, see.
I think that she wants to hold it for you. Just thinking that you have to have only Baba within this only shrine. So it's like only shrine or biblical.
It's a correct assumption.
She's off the pasuk. So he says, it doesn't mean this whole strip. It means things that are the only Baba will capture. And things the only Baba will capture, we assume, they're speaking Gemiri. But, out of the Mediterranean, you would have to say, find yourself and find yourself.
So Tosa's answer is like this. That when we were talking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about the areas of the Mediterranean that the Ole Bavel were did conquer, the places that they were there. And you're right, the areas that the Olei Bavel did not conquer, those areas, the halacha dictates what? The halacha dictates that you need to say b'fanecha, b'fanecha. But we weren't talking about those areas. It's quite a dochuk teretz. That you're right, those areas that were lo kavash al yidei Olei Bavel, the halacha says that you do say b'fanecha, b'fanecha. When we were answering, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about the whole Mediterranean, it means the whole Mediterranean that was conquered by the Olei Bavel. A little bit dochuk. Very dochuk. That our whole Gemara is predicated on that. But on both sides, this makes no sense. And as much as I wanted to finish the whole Tosas today, this we've got to. There's so much for you to work on in Rashi. I'll leave off with this Sarachin and then, and I'll free you for the day. Then we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with this. But tomorrow, no. Let me not get. Some tell me to get lazy. Tomorrow you're not working on this Tosas and Seder. Tomorrow you're working on Kibush Yachad. You're working on the next Sugya. It happens to be that the Yisod that we're going to need to explain Tosas is also connected to next Sugya. So that's why I'm double dipping. But don't think that tonight I don't have to work very hard. I'll just take care of it tomorrow morning. No. Tomorrow morning I'm expecting you to work on Kibush Yachad. Tonight you have to be prepared for shiur on the whole Tosas. I guess tomorrow we'll also have to do marathon. I don't know, but I don't know. We'll see. But tomorrow I expect you to already be working on Kibush Yachad. Okay, so that means by tonight I want you to know the Tosas as much as you can. Obviously, to struggle with the question I'm about to ask. Nothing makes any sense according to this teretz. Eli, I think what's bothering you is not that the Kimta is dochuk. I think what's bothering you, to give you credit, is something a lot deeper. And that is the value. At the end of the day, we say that if there's Olei Bavel, so then you're Chayiv. And if there's no Olei Bavel, you're not Chayiv. What does that mean? If there's Olei Bavel, you're Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. If there's no Olei Bavel, you're not Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. If there's Olei Bavel, you don't have to say fine after fine after. If there's no Olei Bavel, you need to say fine after. Okay. So at the end of the day, what does this have to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, this Tosas, at first glance, makes absolutely no sense. Mamish no sense. If at the end of the day it's dependent on Olei Bavel, so then what does that have to do with Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chacham? Rabbi Yehuda Chacham are arguing about what? The Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael according to the Torah and Olei Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten that far yet. We have Olei Bavel. Okay. So Tosis asks a bomb kasha. And Tosis asks, how can you connect Hilchos Gittin to Trumas and Maestros to Olei Mitzrayim? Fine. The Bryson wants to talk about Olei Mitzrayim and has all the right in the world to talk about Olei Mitzrayim. That's our problem, to bang our heads against the wall when we learn Zeram, to figure out which Brisa in Zeram is talking about Olei Mitzrayim, which one's talking about Olei Bavel, and then you have Rambams and this, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to learn Zeram together. It's a big mess. And Be'ezar Hashem, actually, Rav Shlomo told me that was one of the things that the Chazon Ish once said. There were a few sugyas before he passed away that he still wanted to work on more to come to clear maskanas, and Gvulos Eretz Yisrael was one of them, because it's complicated. So Olei Mitzrayim and Olei Bavel. Sometimes the Brises speak about Olei Mitzrayim, and sometimes the Brises speak about Olei Bavel. Great. Tosis then points out he's got a kasha, but the fine nechta is not only dependent on the sugis of Olei Mitzrayim. Fine nechta is dependent on Lishma and Mitzrayim Lekam. So it says to us, oh, you're right. There's another factor here that we've been glossing over. You also need that the Olei Bavel be there, because then they're going to be Shrichi and then there's going to be Gemiri. Wait a second. The moment you said that, Tosis, you didn't just rip out a line in Tosis. You ripped out the whole Gemara. You know, you got a big Ola Rosh Ola Shchena. You're ripping out all Chesam and Beis as well. You just ripped out the whole Gemara. That means the whole Gemara now makes no sense. The whole Gemara was saying, oh, it's going to be totally in the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon about Olei Mitzrayim. and the Mediterranean is this, and we did beautiful on Amelus Gvul Yam, that's the Yisrael Machlokas, and every word in Rashi is Mechushban, Mazlar, everything's beautiful, and now Tosfos just took it and ripped out the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara now has nothing to do with Ole Mitzrayim, which is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. Now Tosfos says it's Ole Bubble. If it's Ole Bubble, you got to rewrite the whole Sugya. And that's nothing to do with the Brisa. The Brisa is talking about Ole Mitzrayim. So once Tosfos says, gives a technical answer, oh, there's Shlichi in the Gemara, because what we're talking about is not only Ole Mitzrayim, we're talking also about Ole Bubble. What do you mean, also Ole Bubble? You just changed the whole Gemara. So you got to start all over again. You're saying the whole Gemara is wrong. Obviously, Tosfos can't be saying the whole Gemara is wrong, so nothing makes any sense. That's its Archeim Gadol. Chazarashi, well, Yom on the first half of Taisus, the second half of Taisus, and then Mirza Shem Marikos tomorrow is on Kibushot. You hear the Kashi, Yesu Chaim? You hear the Kashi? Mincha, what's that in the Quran?
Actually, it's really simple. You guys, you guys, okay, take a 2 minute break and then we'll.
Well, Rashi is ugly. We said, according to Rashi, it's only the word, but Tosfos is right. Right, according to Tosfos, it's not going to be that. Right, you would have expected that they'd be given that piece of land. You know, in my heart of hearts, I think Rashi is right. I think Rashi's right. I think Rashi's chat is true. It's very hard to understand why else we were being done. It's a shirt that's right. Eventually he's going to learn that crash. How many time we do we prefer just tomorrow in terms of scheduling? When we do this, is this okay, or it's better to start 11:30? Better to start 11:30? Okay, so let's schedule ready now for tomorrow. Start 11:30, just in case. Yes.
Another interesting part is the one that one just has to down that there is too much. One is going to aim on the negative.
Oh wow! This is a geographical answer. That's the answer. Wow.
That's what goes to Sarash.
Wow. You saw that?
He thought it was the reason. We are. It was worse than that. So that was like between these samples as well.
I see. Another study. That's a strange problem. You also have to be facing east all the time. You want to do your opposite.
Oh, sheesh.
The world turns 23 degrees off.
Right, I remember as a kid they taught us, right, that the globe was not entirely.
So, I say maybe a 23 degree turn, but then it turns, look at the whole map,
work on it. We definitely. You'll definitely gain Torah fame if you prove that theory.
Well, I know there's a combination combining Torah and science.
No one's going to understand it. They're going to open this book.
It's probably
I'd buy your book. I don't know if I'd understand all the theories.
Good job. It's more than
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there were two people who asked me. Zach and Zach.
Sure.
Zach and Zach both asked me to meet. It's later than usual. You guys could discuss who's first. If you both want to meet now, the other possibility is sometime late this afternoon, or we could wait till tomorrow. You guys make up amongst yourselves.
I was just saying that according to the Rabbanu, I wouldn't disagree with what the Gevul is. The Gevul is Kiflur, it's the top of that mountain. But in order to draw, we're only talking about the water, so you would draw a line from one point where the water makes the land to another point where the water hits them. Okay. That's why they would say Turin.
Your brother got married to St. Christmas.
Who are by Yam.
Your brother got married to Pav. That's not where but on the same day.
That's not where the Buddha's dragon came from. They don't draw from the same point.
Agreed, but then you said when it comes to coastline, then you're measuring from the top of the mountain.
When it comes to coastline, yeah, because you have to
it's
enjoy. It's not coastline. It's from the north. It's a bad drawing, but you're drawing it from the top because you have to add in this whole mountain.
Okay, so what's
that's the top. That's the top. It's as if this were the mountain and this were Eretz Yisrael. You have to draw it from here to include the whole mountain in this side of the mountain, like the Hainu Litzad Dorum.
Okay.
That's what's included.
And that includes Kafluria or not?
That includes half of Kafluria.
So you don't want to emphasize half of Kafluria.
That it includes half of Kafluria. If Kafluria is literally the top,
Rabbi Yehuda.
If this is literally the top, this is where Rabbi Yehuda is drawing his line out to the Atlantic Ocean. But this, where it's Takua Bayam, that's where the line's going down.
But my question was Right, but what about according to Chachamim in the ratio where you're drawing the coastline?
When you're drawing the line of the Kol Shafua, the Yorim Yeturei Amnon, that's from Kafluria.
But does it say Kafluria? My kasha was, so why didn't it say Kafluria there?
Because if you're talking about the coastline, and we already established that you make the Tchum from Gova Ha'ar,
right,
then that is Kafluria. Why not use the word Kafluria?
Why did Rabbi Yehuda use the word? I said that's the only thing that's weird, difficult. Is why did Rabbi Yehuda use the word Kafluria and the Chachamim not? I think what you're saying is beautiful. I think it's emes. Mm-hmm. But why did one use that and one not? And maybe you'll have an answer. I think if you work out it, there might be a good answer to that question. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe.
Well done. Very well done. It's okay for what you have. So it's not done.
Zach's first. Would you prefer later today? I really prefer more like this 3 o'clock. Before 3 o'clock.
Before 3 o'clock? So right after Zach. Yeah. So Zach and I will take 7 to 18 minutes.
For sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Zach, can you get the plate, the macaroni plate behind you?
I can do it.
Guys, you remind me of Alan Echia. What the fuck is going on? Alan Echia.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.